We're going to turn to Psalms 146. Psalms 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I'll have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath go forth, he returneth to his earth, and at every day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth up the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. This morning we're going to be talking about trust in the Lord. And I know myself, and I'm sure everyone in here has had their one or many instances where you would take situations that occur in your own hands and not trust in the Lord for the outcome. We become impatient. We think we're more knowledgeable than the Lord, that we can handle all the situations and we can take all of it and not just put it in his hands and trust in the Lord. Let's turn to Psalms 1. We're going to pull up a few verses before we get started. Let's turn to Psalms 125. That'll remind us of trust in the Lord. Psalms 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are around about Jerusalem, so the Lord is around about his people, from henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. Let's also turn to Psalms 119. Starting with verse 145. I cry with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried. I hoped in the word, in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according to thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief, that are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of the old that thou hast founded them forever. Let's also turn to Psalms 117. Psalms 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and in the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Again, when there is a situation that arises, do we put our trust fully in the Lord. We have some examples that I want to turn to that would hope, that would help us to understand and to learn from some of these examples that some of these people in the Bible went through. Let's turn to Genesis. We're going to start and begin in Genesis with Abraham. Genesis chapter, let's turn to 16 to give us a upfront of what's going to happen. We'll start with Genesis 16, verses 1 and 2. Genesis 16, verses 1 and 2. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children, and she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abraham, Behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go into my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. So that starts us off with God promised Abraham and Sarai a seed of their own. And at this point, they did not trust in the Lord that that was going to happen. So they took matters into their own hands. Let's continue with Genesis 17. Genesis 17, starting with verse 16. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, O that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed, and with his seed after him. So that's where Abraham was promised a son and did not have the faith or the trust in the Lord that that was going to happen. So he, and not only him, but his wife Sarah took it in their own hands. Let's also turn to Genesis 18. Next chapter over, verses starting with verse 1. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on, and therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened unto the tent and to Sarah and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto the young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and were stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being of old also. And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. And then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. So again, Sarah also laughed along with Abraham and did not believe or trust in the Lord, that the Lord was going to give them a seed of their own. Instead, they turned to their impatience and that they wanted a child, so they turned to their handmaid and they did it on their own. How many of us have done that and just decided to do things that the Lord did not want us to do or, you know, intended to do? We think we know better sometimes, and unfortunately we do not. Let's also turn to Genesis 20. Genesis 20. Here we're going to discuss another of one of Abraham's not trusting in the Lord, where he tries to deceive Abimelech. Genesis 20. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned into Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said unto him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Lord, wilt thou slay also righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister. And she even herself said, here is my brother. And the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this. And God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this in integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their ears, and the men were sore afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said unto him, what hast thou done unto us, and what have I offended thee, that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin, that thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done? And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what sawest thou that thou hast done this thing? And Abraham said, because I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet indeed she is my sister, she is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, this is thy kindness which thou shalt show unto me at every place, whether we shall come, say of me, he is my brother. And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants and gave them unto Abraham and restored him Sarah his wife. And Abimelech said, behold, my land is before thee. Dwell where it pleases thee. And unto Sarah he said, behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to thee a covering of the eyes unto all that are with thee. And with all others thus she was reproved. So again, that shows us another incidence of Abraham and his wife not trusting in the Lord to go in and to be honest and tell him Abimelech who they were. He did not trust in the Lord to make that happen. That also happened. I don't have it written down, unfortunately. Also, I believe it happened with Isaac. I don't have that written down. Let's turn to a couple verses. Psalms 118. Psalms 118, verse starting with verse 5. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what can man do to unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as a fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. Let's turn back a couple to Psalms 115. Psalms 115, starting with verse 9. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and in their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Let's also turn to Psalms 4. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness, that thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of man, how long will you turn my glory unto shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and in sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There may be many that say, who shall show us any good, Lord? I'm sorry. There may be any that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up thy light of thy countenance upon us, that thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. And just two more. Psalms 37, starting with verse 1. Psalms 37, starting with verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. They shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine own heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth the righteousness as a light, and the judgment as a noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his ways, because of man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. We have instances of Abraham and Sarah not trusting in the Lord. I found a lot of instances where that took place. But there's one instance, there's other instances that where we find people that did trust in the Lord and do the right thing. Let's turn to Matthew's. Matthew's chapter 4, starting with verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. And he saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into the exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he saith unto them, All things will I give thee, and if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. The temptations of Christ highlights the numerous parallels between Jesus and the Old Testament of Israel. In Deuteronomy 8, verses 2 and 3, it says that the Lord led Israel into the wilderness to be tested for 40 years. Similarly, Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tested for 40 days. The three temptations Jesus faced parallels a test Israel faced in the wilderness. And every scripture that Jesus quoted in response to his temptations were drawn from God's message to the Israelites about the wilderness test. Israel failed her test. Christ passed his. He trusted in the Lord. Israel did not. So that brings us back to Israel, where Israel, back in Deuteronomy, did not trust, and still to this day. But Christ passed his test and did trust in the Lord of what he did, and trusted in the Lord his whole life. In closing, We're going to read Psalms 37. Psalms 37, starting with verse 34. Wait on the Lord and keep his ways, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not, yea. I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. And he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Thank you. We will now enter into our memorial service by singing the hymn 152. According to thy gracious word, before thine agony, this will we do, our absent Lord, we will remember thee. Hymn number 152.